We get things rolling, though, by talking NFL football. And to do that, we turn to our friend Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
Good. How are you today?
Doing well.
Let's talk about the big news this week in the NFL, and that's the injury to Carson Wentz out for the season with that ACL. What does that change, if anything, about the NFC picture?
Well, I think it makes it a little bit more wide open. When you look at the teams right now, you have Nick Foles and Case Keenum leading the two best teams in the NFC. Jared Goff is right there behind them. These are guys that have not experienced this. All former Rams quarterbacks that have gone on to better things, either staying there or going to a different team. So then you look at the people behind them, and you have Drew Brees and Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson, and maybe a Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers will crash in there. Maybe even Matthew Stafford will be in there. So it's interesting. All those playoff teams from last year, you really have just one right now looking like a return there with the Falcons, but we know that can quickly change with the Seahawks and the Cowboys and Packers. So I think right now it's wide open. If one of those teams that I mentioned that has the established quarterback, especially Wilson, Brees, or Rodgers, they can move up a little bit, you're going to start to lean toward them in the playoffs just because you know they've been able to do it all before.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and he's ready to come back. And as you wrote in the Sporting News, he's coming back to what may well be an improved Packer team.
Yeah, you look overall, and in a way, it was a good thing for them. I know it didn't work out in terms of winning three games. They'd like to win a little bit more than that when he was out. But overall, I think they managed it. They improved Brett Hundley. They got their running game going. Their defense is starting to play a little bit better despite all those injuries in the secondary. So there are some positive things they can take from that. Maybe they're less dependent on him. And he even said that he's not coming back to save the team. He's trying to complement and do what they're doing a little bit better. And we know that Aaron Rodgers can still carry a team, even though he said that. But you look at it, it's a lot helpful when you have running game and defense and a quarterback of that caliber.
Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, our old Patriots friend. Has he done enough himself to earn a job for next year?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to how do the 49ers want to pay him. The franchise tag might be actually the bargain route to go, but I think at this point you might as well lock him up and get him in there as your franchise quarterback for several seasons, because you have to remember he started two games. Granted, the Bears and Texans are not exactly the best teams in the NFL, but on the road in a tough position, mid-season, not having a whole bunch of weapons there, went in and led to victories. He really looked like he was the leader, as well as fearless, just throwing the ball downfield, spreading it around. It felt like he'd been there for years in that Kyle Shanahan system, and we know it's not too easy to operate. So everything they could ask for in those two games has happened, and the momentum could keep going here against Tennessee this week.
Over in the AFC, the Patriots had a clunker on Monday night. Those games always seem to happen for them at Miami for some reason.
Yeah, you could say they might have been looking ahead a little bit to the Steelers game. The Steelers game has a little bit more on the line. It's funny to say that when they could have clinched the AFC East again. But to them, the AFC East is just one small step to the big picture. And the biggest thing is going to be this weekend. If they can win that game, they're set up for the number one seed. They lose it, however, then they got to sweat out Jacksonville as well, maybe passing them for a number two and a bye in this whole scenario. So it's a huge game for the Patriots. They're going to get Rob Gronkowski back. He has a good history of pretty much destroying the Steelers' defense. So they've got to figure out a way, some way, to limit or contain Gronk in this game, or the Steelers are going to be done pretty quickly.
Obviously, the records say they're the two best teams in the conference. Do you think that's accurate?
That's accurate. I will say that the Jaguars, every passing week, everyone has said, oh, they've got Blake Bortles. Oh, they've got Blake Bortles. But if you start looking at what he's done recently, more has been on Blake Bortles. You had Leonard Fournette could be missing another game this week with a different injury to his quadriceps. So there's been more on Blake Bortles to do things. It's not just run the ball and play defense and hide the quarterback. He's had to make plays. He's had his receivers, Marquise Lee and D.D. Westbrook, emerge. So when you think about that, if he can complete this team a little bit with the way they can run it, stop the run, play against the pass, the Jaguars are starting to become a very complete team. And I think the Chargers kind of fit that profile. They're not as good overall, but they're trending in that direction for sure.
Let's talk a little fantasy football. And on your list of definite starters for this week, both the quarterbacks in that Pittsburgh-New England game would be on your list.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where the matchups go for these teams. And really, the Patriots are going to be the one dictating those in terms of how they want to attack. You would think with the Steelers not having Ryan Shazier there that you're going to see a lot of things in the middle of the field, short passes to their depth of running backs, and more attack them that way. Maybe they're not 100% sure about the health of their wide receivers right now. So I think you could see a lot of balls in the middle of the field. On the other side, we wonder who the Steelers are going to try to feature here, because they should anticipate the Patriots are going to try to maybe limit Antonio Brown's damage here. So the Steelers have to be ready to anticipate and be proactive and not reactive to what the Patriots do.
And you also say that it might be a good idea this week against the Chargers to give Alex Smith a little rest.
Yeah, I just don't completely trust this Chiefs offense. The first game was a bit rough against the Chargers. They were able to win that, the Chiefs were, but the running game was functioning a lot better. Their offensive line has a key injury this week and the center being out. So I think you look at the Chargers and their pass rush, the way they're playing defense. They got shutdown corners. They have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram there. It's just not a good situation for any passing game, and one that's kind of an up and down season.
And you're right that if you're looking for a running back this week, along with some of the usual suspects, this would be a good time to get Alex Collins of the Ravens into your lineup.
At this point, Alex Collins and Kenyon Drake and Jamal Williams, and these guys have been just spectacular. They've been as good as any of those early first or second round picks in fantasy. And that's what happens. That's a crazy year. These guys, I think both were sitting there third on the depth chart. All of a sudden, they're number one and getting a 25 to 30 touches a game. So it's incredible. That's why you always have to be looking to improve your team. And Collins against Cleveland is as good as it gets.
Hey, who's a good wide receiver to plug in this week and make sure he's active?
Well, I think I like a couple of receivers that are kind of number twos. I mentioned Westbrook. He's really come on strong there. All the talent in the world as a rookie coming out of Oklahoma. He's healthy. He's starting to click with Blake Bortles. I also like Mohamed Sanu. We know Julio Jones went off for a big game the previous time against the Buccaneers. Sanu threw him a touchdown pass. I think now Sanu will maybe do more damage as a receiver. So I try to find those number twos that could have a very good matchup in that the Steelers-Patriots game. As I mentioned, Brown could be contained. I really like maybe Juju Smith-Schuster coming off an off week, ready to try to prove himself again in that offense to make a few plays there.
And also on your list, we love those FCS guys, Cooper Kupp of the Rams.
Yeah, you look at Robert Woods, there's the potential likelihood of actually him coming back with the shoulder injury, but it's a tough injury for a wide receiver. And you look at where the Seahawks have kind of struggled. Actually, Shaq Griffin has been very good replacing Richard Sherman as the number one corner, but they're having trouble in the slot. They're having trouble with the number two receiver. So I think that's why you like Cooper Kupp this week. He definitely was rolling there with some high volume against the Rams or against the Eagles last week.
Vinny Iyer writes about the NFL and fantasy football for the Sporting News, sportingnews.com. Vinny, always great to have you on. Thanks so much for being with us today.
All right, thanks a lot, Rich. Appreciate it.